B. Mitchell Finley, 106.7 The Fan. They hating. Trying to catch me riding dirty. Yo, it's pretty wild, B. After today, we're halfway home on fan practices.
Yeah.
I have six of them. Three of them are in the jar.
It's fan practices are a little bit easier for you than it is for me.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes, undoubtedly. I did, however, see you talk your way into pulling all the way up to park today.
I do it every day. Every day I've been here, you see my car in the same spot.
Dog, I just park out there. I just don't feel like it. I'm just like,
I've already told you. Like, I roll in, and because they always trying to send you to the back. I just say, no, I'm with the media. I'm going to go up front because they got spots up there. And you say, oh, okay. And I just ride on up, and I find a spot.
I've just been parking in the back and walking. Bro. My car is way back there.
Too far.
It's crazy, dude. We're a week into camp already.
Mm-hmm.
And then, so there's practice Thursday with
JB,
fans.
That's football in 2 days.
I know.
Let's be real.
You excited to watch the Hall of Fame game?
I want to hear the speeches and things of that nature.
When, that stuff's Friday night? The game's Thursday night?
I don't know the exact time, but I'll be trying to look for that.
I mean, we'll be in New England next week. Busy, busy time, man. You know what I was realizing, though, because the first couple months of this schedule is a ton of travel. I mean, think about three of the first four are on the road. A Thursday nighter, then Atlanta. I'm sorry, three of the first five, then the Chargers. But after Madrid, the farthest travel is Minnesota, and the last four games, the farthest we go is Philly.
Look at what you said. You said after Madrid.
Yeah.
Okay. Madrid is going to be enough for like 4 weeks.
That's a good point. That's a very good point. Speaking of football, I got to talk to Commander Safety Quan Martin. I think Quan could really be in a breakout year situation. He's really good. He's looked really good out here. Here we go. Me and Quan. Always a pleasure to get to talk to Commander Safety Quan Martin. Thank you for the time. Plenty of football I want to ask you about, but you just told me you just got engaged.
Yeah.
How'd it go down?
We went out to Carousel.
Okay.
It's like a Caribbean island. We spent like 5 days out there, and I had been planning it for a while. Had the ring made. It was at the house for like 5 days. Took the trip. I coordinated with the salespeople at the resort that we stayed at, and you know, just did a little engagement on the beach.
So did you fly down with the ring?
Yeah.
Where do you put it?
It was in my backpack. And we was kind of sharing the backpack, so like anytime she needed it, I was like, oh, like let me see what you need. Like, but it was nice.
Any dicey moments where you just like hanging on to the backpack, not letting her have it?
Pretty much the whole way there.
I bet.
Yeah, the whole way there.
Did you do one knee?
Yeah. Awesome. You gotta get down on knee.
Got to. I did it.
Yeah.
When we got engaged, my wife loves Christmas, and we did it at the White House Christmas tree.
Okay.
This is a lot of years ago.
Yeah.
And I was shocked how crowded it was because I'm an idiot. And I, like, freaked out.
Yeah.
She's like, are you okay? I was like, I'm going to be fine.
Everybody probably watching.
Yes, yeah. Dude. It's a weird moment, man. But congratulations.
Appreciate it.
Considering what enormous step that is in your life, what is it like to then come back and just, here comes training camp?
Man, it's awesome, man. Just to have that and do it and have that taken care of, man, and just come in here like worry-free, just worry about football, honestly.
How much has your game progressed over the seasons now?
I think a whole lot, man. I think it kind of showed last year as the season went on. I just felt more comfortable in the defense, more comfortable in the system, and just trying to find my way within the defense and be able to make plays.
Seems like throughout camp here, you've been making plays almost every day. You had one today, and seems like the DBs are flying around. What do you think about the DB room and just kind of the back end of this defense going into this year?
I think we got a really solid group, man, from outside to inside to our safeties, man. It's a really solid group. And everybody is a playmaker. Everybody gets their hand on the ball, just looking to make plays, man. And I think we all really complement each other.
What's it like for you when they tell you, oh, by the way, we just added Von Miller?
Man, it was
a big name.
Yeah, it was amazing. I mean, the name itself just carries so much weight, man. And I think he will really help us on the D-line and just affecting the quarterback. And I think that's where a lot of them, like, overthrows, bad balls, tip balls, and everything comes into play. So I love it, man. It really just opens up a lot for me.
You and Chin really kind of took over and played darn near every snap down the stretch. Obviously, he's gone. Maybe Will Harris fills that role. There's other candidates, too. How hard is that to adapt to a new kind of, you know, the other safety to you?
It hasn't been hard at all, man. Will's been a great guy since he came in the building. Just open, speak, you know, whatever he knows, just give you knowledge, give you game. And he knows football, man. So just being able to bond and connect with him throughout OTAs and now through camp, really my first time getting on the field with him during camp. So just growing and learning and just understanding each other's game.
If it all breaks right and it's Trey, Mikey, Lattimore, what do you think of that kind of as your starting corners?
I mean, whoever we put out there, honestly, I think do us justice, man. And I think everybody, and Coach Witt talks about, like, just rolling with a deep crew, man. I think we got guys who can come in off the bench and make plays, man. So it's not even, like, who's out there. It's more like the defense, our standard, and guys just willing to go out there and do whatever it is to help the team.
I think the play in the Detroit game puts you on, like, a national map. I think a lot more people started paying attention. Do you set personal goals going into a season?
Yeah, I do. Just being able to have something to look forward to, and even if it's, like, week by week, half the season to the second half, like, whatever it may be, man, just having something to work towards, look forward to, and you know, just knowing why you're here and just continuing to work, just having something that drives you.
And then getting that taste of playoff success, what does that do for this team's drive going this year?
Honestly, I think it just makes us a lot more hungrier, man. We got real close last year, and so I think the standard is super high. Like, that's the standard. And I think everybody's bought in, man, and everybody knows what to expect, what's the standard. So I think we just gonna keep working, man, and just keep growing and bonding more as a team. And, you know, I think it'll take us where we want to go.
Thank you for the time, man.
Appreciate it.
Quan Martin, Commander Safety. B, what do you think of Quan? What do you think he could move forward like this year?
I think the sky's the limit. I think I look at him last year. The guy played with an injured shoulder the whole year, and he improved all year. He was solid for him. And I think without that shoulder, he can be a little bit more aggressive. Last year, he had to watch that. You know, we didn't find out to the end of the season he had the shoulder injury.
Right. And we didn't find out till after the draft.
And he was playing that well, you know, and then you watch him. I liken Quan a lot to, like, Mikey because, you know, a lot of these guys just want to improve physically. These guys, he's a mental guy out there, too, and I think that makes the game a lot easier for you. When you don't have to think about it, you know it. You know what I mean? And I've been impressed by him a good bit. I've become cool with his dad, so I've started watching him more closely. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And that dude was making improvements, drastic improvements early on. But I think we were so caught up in watching Chin and people like that, we didn't notice how good he was playing. But if you look at him down the stretch, even in pro, he started making plays.
Dude, in the playoffs, I mean, the pick six against Detroit, you heard us talk about it there, was I think Quan could really be in a great situation. And generally, you know, the guys that are going to get more guys from good teams get Pro Bowl consideration or get more national conversation. Mm-hmm. And I think the way this team is tracking, a guy like Quan, if he makes a couple plays in the regular season, could really change a bunch of stuff.
Totally, totally.
And now this team is good and people are talking about them and they're going to be on primetime games all the time. You know what I mean? And it changes the scenario for these young guys as far as who is on the radar making moves. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
And I think that is really pretty exciting. And he's just a guy I root for. Like, I've known him since a rookie. Remember Ron wouldn't play him at first? Like,
we found out he was doing a lot of things that wouldn't make no sense, but okay.
Right. That is definitely true. I think that DB group, to me, seems pretty damn legit. And I am I'm really excited to see if that's the case. And we'll find out. What do you think for Drake May in year two? Our focus is on Jaden, obviously. But you know, May showed some good flashes.
He showed some good flashes, but I think the people around him has to be better. They have to have better offensive weapons around him for him to be able to grow. He did show he was mobile. I still believe Jaden was the better quarterback before the draft and even after the draft. But I still think that Drake can be a guy who can be very, very solid if they started putting the right pieces around him.
Yeah.
The thing that scares me with a guy like him. Now, Dan Quinn has been in this thing before. He's a little different. Also, Vrabel has been in it before, too. But still, Vrabel is more, I'm all defensive-minded. Does that defensive-minded coach truly helps out? And if Vrabel, since he played and won, does he get more credit and more respect from Kraft to where he can dictate what's happening more than the GM does? Because the GM that drafted that quarterback would want to make sure they keep having him out. But if the head coach wants to get the defense better, because that's his side of the ball, you know, you can have some issues there. But Dan Quinn, you notice, doesn't worry about that. He went and hired him, a former head coach, and say, run my offense.
Yeah. Who is running offense for the Patriots? Did they bring Josh McDaniels back?
I believe they did.
Do you think?
Will Josh McDaniels respect Vrabel like he did Belichick?
I imagine if they're bringing him back, I mean, think him and Vrabel must know each other.
Of course you know him. He was there forever.
Right. If he's bringing him back, I imagine he thinks he's the right guy. But McDaniels, in various spots, has looked like just such a jerk. But in New England, rather, it has seemed to go well.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know, but Tom Brady's a big part of that thing going well, right?
Yeah.
Tom made a lot of people look good.
Right. I'm excited to see Quan this year. He looks good. He's running healthy. The shoulder stuff, I mean, all of it, man, it looks a lot different. I was thinking be close out today's show because they've done three straight days of fans. Yep. Fans have been here Sunday, Monday, Tuesday. Tomorrow's an off day. The boys get to be in the air-conditioned studio, thank God. I was thinking to open these phone lines up and let fans just tell us how it's been out here. Because, I mean, the amount of people that come up to us are like, love the show, listen every day.
Mm-hmm.
Like, if you're driving home right now, hit us up.
Little kid tell me that this morning. I say, dude, how old are you?
Shouldn't you be in school?
Shouldn't you? You ain't listening every day. And if you are, I got to talk to your parents then.
800-636-1067. 800-636-1067. I'm curious how this has been for fans. Let us know how it's been for you, if you've been enjoying it. I think, personally, it's been without a hitch. Like,
I haven't, like Jeff said earlier, things seem to be running very smoothly. And it's all around this thing, man. And, you know, because, like, I've gotten a chance to know a lot of people that works behind the scenes and do different things.
Yeah.
From the security people all the way through. They don't seem to be having a lot of problems. And I remember the one young lady, and I'm not going to say her name. But anyway, she told me and Santana we were leaving from Cleveland, and Cincinnati. And we were up very early, and we were about to get a car. She said, y'all can ride with me. I'm like, nah, we don't want to bother you. You know, she's like, no, we're a family. Okay, it ain't like it was before. Everybody is working for the same goal. You all a family, get in this car, let's go. And we rode to the airport with her. And our conversation, I am watching everything she said come to fruition. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And when you talk to people and deal with people, you know, it's a total different vibe, man, than what it was before. And for me, I think fans can feel that, even oozing out like I feel it. Because I'm telling you, I can tell you from years beyond, I will tell you, it was a bunch of BS.
Totally. I mean, remember the picture Nikki tweeted out a couple years ago of just one folding chair and the sidelines being empty at camp on a fan day? I think one thing they've done really smart, listen, being good on the field is what will drive the bus all the time.
That did it.
Being good on the field with a star quarterback is going to drive the bus that much further and faster.
Yeah.
I
also
think scarcity of the product is good. And I know fans want more fan days out here, but having six, which is – there are teams that only – the Eagles only do one. There's plenty of teams that only do two or three. Six is about middle of the road in the NFL. It creates real demand.
Yeah.
And I think that has value because the people that come out here are excited. Totally. They can't wait, and these kids are excited. The only thing I've noticed, and this is not the organization, I would actually say the security folks that are working out here have been trying like crazy to prevent this, but they have this area called the kid zone, right?
Keep the adults out of it.
And they have areas that are just for kids to get autographs. These adults got to chill out, man.
Yeah.
Can't be pushing up on little kids. Like,
They got me today. I said, listen, I'm going to start on this end, and I'm going to work all the way to the other end. And it was constantly adults coming on the backside. Can you sign it? I said, I'm going this way. And I heard one lady say, he told you. You're damn straight. I mean, I'm trying to make it easier so everybody can get the autograph. I'm trying to make it easier for me, too, so I can continue working down, and I can roll on and get to the field because I don't want to keep turning around, going for it, going back, going for it. I want to sign because I believe in doing that, and then I'm going to get to the field so I can do my job. I got to know what the hell I'm talking about.
Right.
So,
dude, they got me. And I'm like, are you sure you want me to sign? I signed a lot for the kid zone today.
You're supposed to, JP.
I'm happy to. I just – Brian, you played football. You have a Super Bowl
ring. It don't
make
a difference. They see you on TV.
I'm always amazed by it.
You're not the big-eared blogger to them. You are you are Mr. All Ears.
I'm always happy to do it. It's an honor. It just
what if the kids start calling you Mr. All Ears?
Oh, boy. I get some All Ears shouts from the crowd.
We have a job to do. All kids must know this is Mr. All Ears.
All right, we're taking your calls next. 800-636-1067. Have you been out to camp? Are you coming out to camp? What have the practices been like? You been enjoying it? I think the only real complaint would be the heat, and they're doing everything they can. But let me tell you, you can't control the weather unless you got a root system.
Yep.